MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. A scourge of pecan weevil threatened New Mexico's nation-leading cash crop, ranking second in the nation in production of the nuts, but imperiled by the weevil spread throughout orchards in the southeast region. A quarantine intended to stem the weevil spread was extended to include Otero County, along with Eddy, Lee, and Chavez counties further east. According to the New Mexico Department of Agriculture, that means additional regulations for nuts and equipment traveling out of quarantine areas, mostly towards the center of New Mexico's pecan production and distribution in southwest Mesilla Valley near Las Cruces. The announcement came in January after weevils were discovered in Otero County orchards. In Santa Fe, the House Consumer and Public Affairs Committee discussed a firearms bill Tuesday that would put a waiting period in place for gun purchasers. House Bill 100 would require buyers to wait 14 days before they could legally obtain a firearm. The waiting period would begin the day of a federal background check was submitted. It passed the committee. If signed into law, the bill would go into effect on June the 16th. Five Southeast New Mexico House representatives asked for a $650 million appropriation for two vital road projects in Eddy, Chavez, and Lee counties. The bill, Projects on Certain Highways, was introduced January 27th by State Rep. Catherine Brown, State Rep. Greg Nybert, Rep. Candy Spence-Zell, and Rep. Jim Townsend, as well as State Rep. Jimmy Mason. The first hearing for the proposed legislation was set for February 9 before the New Mexico House Public Works and Capital Improvements Committee. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.